At the Gardena Falls Hydro Project, curious locals and lawmakers gathered to see how Huna will cut its diesel use by 30%. For years, it was the only option to power the village. Paul Berkshire is the engineer. He points to a structure near the falls that looks like a dilapidated log cabin.
Off to the right, downstream of the dam, these logs, this is the original attempt to build hydropower here. As near as I can tell, somewhere around 1926.
Unfortunately, that plan didn't work. But a $10.5 million grant, mostly from the state, made it possible to get the new project up and running. It's already saved 3,600 gallons of diesel and is expected to save up to 100,000 in a year.
Basically, if you can get anything to spin, you can produce electricity from it.
And so just so I understand, there's a stagnant pool over there that creates pressure. Then it flows down this tube through something that's like a water wheel, and that's what creates the electricity.
Yeah, simple enough.
The developer is the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, which supplies energy to small southeast communities, Angoon, Klukwan, Cake, the Chilkat Valley, and Huna. I caught up with Jody Mitchell, the cooperative's CEO, on a boat traveling from Juneau. She says when she started working there back in 1993, the price of diesel was about 79 cents a gallon.
Over my career at IPEC, we've seen prices go as high as $4.25 a gallon, and that's a wholesale bulk rate that we pay.
It's now close to $3 a gallon, but most residents don't pay for it all in their monthly energy bill. A state program called Power Cost Equalization tries to subsidize rural rates down to urban rates.
The businesses in the communities don't qualify for that because the power cost equalization only pays for residential accounts. And that leads to a whole host of problems.
Mitchell says you can see this reflected in the price of milk or a loaf of bread in Alaska's remote communities. And the high cost of energy could deter economic growth.
We're very comfortable with diesel. We know a lot about it. We're very experienced in it.
That's Ken Skaffelstad, the mayor of Huna. The village of 750 has investor interest from outside. There's a new microbrewery in town, and a cruise ship dock under construction might bring in more tourists.
For people who would love the lifestyle here but don't dare take the risk due to the high cost of electricity, they now know that they have support, that they have people behind them that know of their struggle and that respond to it.
Joni Mitchell says for local businesses paying for electricity, the 30% could be huge. She hopes with the state's budget crunch, projects like this will continue to be prioritized and funded.
I am so proud of what we were able to accomplish here in Huna. And I just hate to see that stop.
She says it might take longer for Gardena Falls to offset the price of electricity for Huna residents. A sister hydro project is planned for Water Supply Creek. In Huna, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.